Welcome back to Mind Coliseum. In the previous two videos about the five ways that you can deal with anxiety, the first two videos were about, first of all, making friends with anxiety. The second video, the previous video, go check it out, and the first, but the second video was about understanding anxiety, because if you have a friend, it's good to understand them. So, your anxiety is your friend, make it your friend, and then understand it. In this third video, about the third way that you can deal with anxiety, we're going to speak about boundaries, okay? Because it's good to have friends, it's good to be friends with your anxiety, but it's also good to understand your friends, understand your anxiety, because it's a friend of yours now. However, do not leave yourself open and vulnerable in ways that could destroy you. Be open with your friends. Be honest with your anxiety about how you feel and how it makes you feel. Be honest with your friends in general. However, there has to be boundaries, because you still have to protect yourself. I know. If they're your friends, why have boundaries? Welcome to the human existence. Welcome to the human existence. You still need boundaries in place. Not just to protect yourself, but also to protect your friends. Because if you don't have enough boundaries and you're always, always, always not respecting their time, let's say when you decide to meet for something and you don't go on time all the time, you're disrespecting them. You're not respecting their boundaries, because they've said they like you to be on time for their meetings and you don't go on time. Or if you say you're going to be somewhere and you don't turn up, and they say, you know what, we don't like that. We want you to be there when you say you're going to be there. So you need to have boundaries. Oftentimes, people think having boundaries is a bad thing. It means you're closed off. No. You need to have boundaries, not just to be respectful to your friends, but also to have self-respect for yourself. Same thing with the anxiety. It's your friend that you understand. Check out the previous two videos. Friend with anxiety. Understand your anxiety. You need to have boundaries with your anxiety. What does that mean? When your anxiety pops up, what do you say to it? Well, I say, this is what I think. No, this is what I suggest, and this is what I advise you to do. Make a commitment with your anxiety and say, hey, friend, I promise I will improve in public speaking. I promise I will go to the gym, that way when I'm at the beach, I won't feel anxious about my body. I promise I will do my homework, my assignments. That way, when everybody gets their grades, I'm not gonna feel like a shitbag. Hey, anxiety, my friend. I promise. When I say I'm gonna achieve this, I'm gonna at least try my hardest to achieve it. Whatever that is. Hey, anxiety. When I say I'm not gonna eat this type of food every fucking day and have a fat belly, yeah, I'm gonna keep my word. When I say I'm going to at least run or jog just once a week for 30 minutes to start with, I'm gonna fucking do it. Keep your commitments, okay? Keep them. respect yourself. Keep your commitment to your anxiety. Like a friend, respect your anxiety. If you have friends that you respect, your anxiety is now your friend, so respect it too. God damn it, respect it too. Have some goddamn respect for yourself at least, and do the things that you know you should be fucking doing. This is your life here. Because even if you blame your anxiety, guess what? No one can see your anxiety, but they can see you. So who's gonna really be blamed? It's fucking you. Think about that for a minute. Blame your anxiety all you fucking want. Yeah, blame it. No one can see it. No one can touch it. No one knows its name. We all have the same name for it, anxiety. But everybody knows you, so you will suffer, not your anxiety. Do you understand? Do you understand? Are you sure? Good. This is your life we're talking about here. Do something. Try, at the very least, fucking try. Just try. Put effort. Fail, keep failing. But you're still trying. And then eventually, shout out to Les Brown. Eventually, the universe will say, fucking hell. We should let this one go through because he's not gonna go back. He's gonna keep coming forward. So let's just let him through. And then you will start succeeding. There is no force in this world that will stop you if you just keep going. Stay blessed and stay tuned for the fourth way that you can use to deal with your anxiety. Stay blessed.